A recording by Grinning Pup.
There is a land across the sea where dragons rule. For aeons, the people of this land have been subject to the whims of the great lizard who enslaved them. But humanity, burning as brightly as any dragonfire, with righteous desire in their hearts, sought new freedoms. All races banded together in pursuit of liberation. Brave men and women led by the brave warrior King Alaron. They met with the dragon god on the field of battle, and many lives were lost in the pursuit. But it was the blade of Alaron, striking swift and true, that the mighty fiend finally met his end and drew his final corrupted breath. The dragon is slain! Brothers and sisters, you who have fought valiantly this day, with our combined might, we have destroyed the dragon's scourge. But the war, gentle friends, it's not yet over. This land will not be free from the dragon's tyranny until every worm, every drake, every egg is destroyed. Brothers, sisters, remember this day. Remember it as the day that mankind achieved godhood. Now go. Tend your wounds and collect our dead. There is much to do before the day is out, but one thing I promise you. Tonight, we feast!
My dear companion, we did it. No, I assure you I am uninjured. The dragon's fire burnt bright, and yet I am unscathed. I have your courage to thank for that. He was a mighty beast. Even now, staring at its corpse, I see the majesty. How great a creature to be brought so low. The world is better for it. And you, my closest tactician, are the hand that honed the executioner's axe. Without you, I would not have been strong enough to deliver that final blow. Without you, my heart would not have conviction enough to fight. Do not worry. I do not kneel from pain. Companion. Gentle tactician. I can think of no more fitting setting than on the field of battle after a mighty triumph to ask you. Will you marry me? By the gods, I am the luckiest man alive. Groom crept away for me to follow. Ugh. What a day, what a battle to fight, win, and have my sweetest dreams made real all in one instance. This is a day I will remember for the rest of my life. You were a joy to witness in the field. Who knew my tactician was so expertly trained with his sword? Well, I'll admit that I did already know that by degree. You fluster, sir, you fluster. Come now. Am I not entitled to rib my groom? Am I not entitled to claim what will soon be mine? I have hungered for your touch, companion. Though the man who lies beside you is hardened by battle, I am hardened still by your presence. Methinks you are too. I have not thanked you properly for accepting my proposal, and if you are willing, which I can see that you are, I would thank you 1,000 times more this night. Come, sir. Show me your blade so that I may sharpen it. Ah, I will never tire of that sight. Relax yourself, dear tactician. Allow your king to show you how dearly he loves you. A finer sword there is not. Oh. I would have you pierce me, sir. I am overcome with lust. No need to move. Stay where you are. I would ride you so that I may look upon your face. I'm sure that as a sight will never tire. Having your king splay himself for you. Oh, gentle tactician. Oh, your rod. Your sword is mighty. Do not fret. I am fine. I am fine. A finer sheath for that sword, I do not think there is. Oh, tactician, gentle companion. Your king rides you. Take my hips in your hand. Yes. Drive me onto it. Now let me feel you. Yes. Enter from below. Yes. Are you close? I feel you. I feel you start to tighten. Oh, the ministrations of your touch. They drive my body wild. Oh, God. Oh, please, sir, come in me. Yes. Do not withdraw. I do not wish for you to exit until you have subsided. Allow your king his flights of fancy. Kiss me. The stars aligned the day we met. I thank them for the heavenly moments that brought us together. My mind races with the days to come. Though the battle is won, the war continues, and I am beset with new thoughts of worrying concern. Now, more than ever, I have the entire world to lose. And what will I be if I lose you? No mind. Our cause is righteous and our arms are strong. We have slain the dragon god, and with his death we have claimed his heart that now beats between us. Yes. Alaron, Dragonheart. It has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Oh, they will tell tales of us in centuries to come, and the history books will know that I did it with you closely at my side. I would write that tale with you, my lord. All I need is your quill. I couldn't help myself. Come, we mustn't dally. The soldiers will wonder what became of their kings. Methinks it might be best to sheathe that sword, sir. Come, I would boast of the beauty of my groom.